Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
535, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. It's a little bit of a calm between the storms, perhaps. We're talking about some more snow rolling in. I'm looking at it here. It says Sunday, and then next week, we're going to be well into the 50s. All right. Well, what can I tell you? Welcome to Central Virginia. I did say that to Rich Herrera, because he was telling me, he said, nobody told me it was going to be this cold. It's like, yeah, well, hang out for a bit, you know. A little bit later today, you'll probably experience yet another complete, totally different weather pattern. But for the meantime, yes, it is cold. It is cold. All right, lots of great stuff that we have been covering this afternoon. Interest rate cut, quarter point. I'll take it. It's going to, at least in theory, result in a lower mortgage interest. It should result in lower interest for credit cards, car financing, things of that sort. Those are things that should help the economy. There are also people saying, hey, wait a minute, this may heat up inflation as well. So it's always a very delicate balancing act over there. We are going to have, or the folks in the city of Richmond, a portion of Chesterfield County, are going to have a new state senator taking the place of Ghazala Hashmi, who is going to be the lieutenant governor. And it is rather embarrassing to see that it's Mike Jones. Luckily, Mike Dickinson is joining us, as he does each and every Wednesday, our citizen reporter, citizen journalist, uncovering the truth that many times people do not want to speak about. Mike, thank you for being here, sir.
Always good to be here.
You have been following Mike Jones for a long time, long before he was a state delegate, when he was there on the city council in the city, and even before that, when there were some, what's the phrase, allegations made by, is it his current wife or is his ex-wife? I don't even know.
His ex-wife, June Jones, she's a very pretty lady. She used to be a record executive.
Oh.
And, you know, it's remarkable because you hear Spanberger trashing Trump every time she gets. But nobody's trashing Mike Jones. I mean, I don't know how many people, I don't have an ex-wife that goes and makes an affidavit asking for an order of protection against me. Donald Trump's never had an ex-wife asking for signed an affidavit asking for an order of protection against him. But it seems like these Virginia Democrats, they all have problems. And Mike Jones, I don't know, you know, allegedly, you know, he's not really a nice man to women, you know.
Right.
His ex-wife, June Jones, said that, and we talked about this story here on this show in March of 2024.
That's right.
You know, when she thought we broke the story before anybody else did. She alleged that there was multiple. She said that he's Jekyll and Hyde, yep. That she thought he wanted to kill her. And in 2024, she said that she was home one night. He came home. She had his phone because she was going to look through his phone because this is us allegedly.
Yep.
He was having an affair with somebody on Richmond City Council. Mike Jones was allegedly having an affair with a female on Richmond City Council. That's allegedly. I've heard these rumors from different people. I can't prove it, but that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there has any incriminating text messages, please send them to me because I would love to do something with it. And
yeah.
We'll have some Mike Jones. We'll have a Mike Jones file dump.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know what's awful about it, Mike, is that realistically, it just doesn't seem to matter. His opponent in that primary was running commercials reminding people about these allegations, and they still went and voted for Mike Jones.
The Democrats don't have any morals in Virginia. You've got Mike Jones, alleged woman attacker. You've got Louise Lucas, who hates the police. She hates anybody. She hates anybody who's pro-law enforcement. She hates anybody that is not just a ranting lunatic. You've got Jay Jones, who goes 100 miles an hour down 64. He could have killed someone's wife, someone's son, someone's daughter. He doesn't care. He gets the probation. He lies about it.
Right.
Democrats don't care. You've got Hashmi. You know, who the hell knows where she lives at? She doesn't live in her district. What does she do? Lies about it. And that's all they do is they lie. And then you got Spanberger on top of it trying to be, you know, the queen of morals, criticizing Trump when Spanberger doesn't say anything to bring any of this truth up. She just lies about it. And then, you know, you have these embarrassing things. And when Winsome Sears confronts her about things, Spanberger just stands there like, you know, what am I doing? Like a robot. And she's an empty suit. She's an empty pantsuit. You know, nothing to say about good and decent morals.
No, she's it's going to be, as I've said, it's rough sledding. For the next couple of years, all of the crazy legislation that Governor Youngkin vetoed during the last 4 years, they've already pre-filed the bulk of it. They're pulling all of the garbage out. And she's going to go along with, I would say, the vast majority of it. I think there are going to be a couple of things that Spanberger vetoes just because it ties into this carefully crafted narrative she's created. You know, she's running for president, and she did it the night of the election. She's going to be the moderate Democrat. And you just have to look down the voting record and see how she's voted. You know, she's anything but moderate. She's certainly not, quote, bipartisan. And how much of the bilge that comes out of the General Assembly is she going to be down with? I hate to say it, but probably most of it.
Exactly. And you know, this Mike Jones problem, I just want to talk about this Mike Jones problem still.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating because Mike Jones, none of this stuff came up overnight. He's been doing these antics, being not a nice human being, being a jerk to women. He's been doing this for years, ever since he was on Richmond City Council. Mm-hmm. And the Richmond GOP had every opportunity in the world to go after him and nail him and bring these things up in the media. And the Richmond GOP just sat there and did nothing about it. And then this is what happens. Mike Jones is the sad result of what happens when you have a GOP, a local GOP committee that doesn't do anything. Because then you get these people like Mike Jones, terrible human being, and they're unstoppable. They can't even stop him now if you wanted to, because he's very well known in his district. He's going to play the sympathy card, and you can't beat him. And now the people of Richmond are going to be stuck with an alleged wife beater is their representative. Very sad.
Yeah, it is a sad thing. You know, you have certainly had plenty of critiques for the Richmond City GOP throughout the years. The RPB, the Republican Party of Virginia, absolute shellacking during this last election. Now they're talking about who's going to be the new chair. And it just seems to me, Mike, that if Republicans really do want to win, then you got to be in the game. You can't be sitting on the sideline saying, well, we'll get together, we'll have a cup of coffee, we'll eat some sandwiches. It's just not how the Democrats play at this point, and the Democrats all have all of these paid folks, so-called community organizers, and once again, we on the GOP side are saying, for a statewide chairman, it's unpaid, it has to be volunteer. So right away, you've eliminated the vast majority of people who probably would want to roll up their sleeves and get the job done in favor of folks who can say, well, I've got a trust fund and I got a few
extra. Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Extra hours.
Exactly. And, you know, the Richmond GOP and the Virginia GOP in general, they refuse to acknowledge that we live in a different world now where you have to have an apparatus and you have to have people that are – you have to be able to embrace grassroots organizers. The problem is the Virginia GOP at the statewide level is dominated by people who are paid consultants. Mm-hmm. So they have skin in the game. They got money invested. When they're on the committee, they look for candidates to support. They want to be the one to donate money and then go and give a TV speech. They don't want to support anybody that's out there in the trenches fighting. They don't want to do that. And they're not built like that. And that, unfortunately, the Democrats have all made their name off of being people that are, you know, largely in the trench fighting for the wrong things. I mean, Mike Jones was down there fighting with the police during the BLM riots of 2020.
Yep.
Louise Lucas was in the trenches fighting with the Portsmouth police in the BLM riots of 2020. Yep. And no Republicans were anywhere to be found. We were all, you know, except for a handful, most all of the statewide Republicans and the local GOP, they were, you know, at their house. They weren't out there, you know, doing anything to push back. They weren't out there pushing back their views. They weren't out there saying, no, hey, you're wrong. Yeah. They weren't coming on radio programs calling people out. They were all just, well, oh, who cares? It'll all die down. Well, it all died down. Now the Democrats are in control of everything. This is what happens.
Yeah. No, it's an ugly situation. All right. You are many things, my friend. You are a sort of born again marathon runner, which is just crazy to me, and I do have to talk to you about that at some point. You are our citizen reporter, citizen journalist, and you are our WWE expert. Let's cheer everybody up for a couple of moments. Is it or is it not the end of the line for John Cena?
He says it is. He says that he'll be gone 2 weeks and everybody will have forgotten him and it won't matter. I don't think it's going to be the end. I think that Saturday night's main event, he's going to face Gunther. I think that he'll probably win, or who knows if he loses. I think he'll win, and then I think he'll be in the ring cheering. Everybody will be cheering him, giving him his salute, and then The Rock's music is going to hit, and The Rock is going to say, whoa, 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 you sold me your soul. And so if you're leaving, you got to go through me, and this sets up a WrestleMania run. That's what I think is going to happen.
Oh, now that's a big swerve, isn't it?
I think so. You know, we that whole storyline was kind of there's a lot of different reasons they say, but it was kind of just largely pushed off. But you would think that that storyline would be one that would very much appeal to The Rock, and they've got to have a big main event for WrestleMania. They've got to find a way to end that storyline. Who knows what's going to happen, but The Rock and Cena, that's never been resolved.
Wow. All right, and that is definitely WrestleMania caliber. And let's not kid ourselves. Vincent K. McMahon may be gone, but it is still all about, are you going to make me money? And that sure sounds to me, The Rock and John Cena, like that's going to make some money.
Yeah, and lots of speculation on the internet that Vincent K. McMahon will be there on Saturday night, since he's the one who created, you know, John Cena was his creation, the face of his company for many years. He's kind of the Hulk Hogan of this generation.
Wow. Here's the weird thing about Cena. I was telling Heidi this the other night. I'm so excited about this because I got a couple of years. I remember John Cena as the annoying little kid who used to come to his dad to NWA New England house shows that we were running, and all he wanted to do was get in the ring and run the ropes and do all that. And it's like, no, you're a little kid. Stay out of the ring. You're going to hurt yourself, you know. And now we're all sitting back going, holy moly, that's that kid. That's, you know, because his dad was the town clerk, and he did sort of a character of Mr. Cena, and there was little Johnny Boy, and now little Johnny Boy can buy and sell all of us 1,000 times over, and he is he's going to go out one way or the other as one of the best. If you don't watch Publius, you need to at least watch the episode where John Cena appears. It is just laugh out loud hysterical.
I'll have to watch that out. He's very good at comedic acting.
Yeah.
His Blockers was a funny movie, and
yep.
He was in that other movie, I forget what it was, with Zac Efron. It was very funny, very funny actor.
Yeah. Oh, he was in, I forget what it was, but something with Amy Schumer a number of years ago.
Yes.
He's great. He's got great comedic talent. By the way, his new hair looks interesting. I don't know what else I'm going to say about that, but you'll give us the full report. Mike, as always, buddy, I appreciate you being here. Go run a couple of miles and curse as you're running, but keep doing it. That is Mike Dickinson. He is our citizen reporter and our WWE analyst, and he does great work in both arenas. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.